NY Insulation. This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. My name is Matt. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks, you.
Good, good. I was just speaking to your husband a little bit ago. Did he get a chance to call you and kind of explain that I would be calling?
He did.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, so he actually responded from an initial inquiry that we had made to him, and then he talked to our AI robot. I don't know if he told you about that, but we have some really cool technology now that we're giving to our business owners too, where like we literally have a machine that can literally like talk to people and go back and forth and correspond, and you know, like especially in off hours, it can literally schedule appointments, right? Some cool stuff that we've like put together in the last year. Now we've actually spent $1 million just on that technology, but regardless, what we do though, Monica, is we help businesses show up on the first page of Google, right? Mm-hmm. So we're an SEO company. And so obviously, we talked a little bit about that, and then he told me, give you a call, kind of explain the package and kind of explain how we can help benefit your business. So, first off, so that's basically what we do, is get you guys on the search engine. So anytime somebody types in keywords that relate to insulation, you guys show up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys still have that website, myinstallationllc.com? Do you guys still own that website?
Right.
Okay. Let me just take a look. I want to pull
you did
here.
Say the MY Insulation Goshen. Oh, wait. Oh, hang on. Which one is it?
I do see you guys have myinsulationllc.com.
Okay.
Did you guys create that?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, I thought it was that.
Yes, you got it.
It's Monday, right?
That's right.
So so that's your website. Good. And you have access to the domain and you guys own this website, correct?
Right.
Okay. Just making sure. I actually like your website. It's perfect. It's like, it's not overly done. It's not underly done. You know, one recommendation though, that I, always, recommend, right, is, getting a professional photo made. And so let me explain what I mean by that. I'm going to go ahead and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you this real quick. And so you can see what I'm talking about. So half the battle is getting on Google, right? The other half of the battle is how do you stand out, okay? And so I've been making it a very big point this year, Monica, to, like, really go into this with my business owners because, you know, being able to stand out really sets you apart from everybody else because everybody's got a website, everybody's got a logo, everybody's got a name, right? How do you stand out from that? And so – here is what I mean by standing out. If you click this link that I just texted you, Monica, you'll see what I'm trying to say.
Okay. For Lewis Pest?
Yeah, exactly. So do you see that photo of them standing in front of their van, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of like have their like equipment on their backs and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that photo, we have that everywhere. We have it on their website. We have it on their Google page. We have it on their Facebook ads that we run, right? And we really push that photo heavily to help them stand out, right? To give like a personalized like image for their business. So I highly recommend this to every business, right? You don't need to go crazy and like wrap your vehicle like they did, right? But, you know, even if you had like a nice polo shirt, right, of your business and you're standing behind maybe some, you know, like a job, like some installation, or you guys are like spraying something, right? Just to kind of like replicate a photo like that really helps your business kind of stand out amongst the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one recommendation I always tell people, look, you know, half the battle, like I said, is getting on Google, but the other half is how do we stand out? And that's one way of standing out. Second thing is we need to make sure we're getting you guys 5-star reviews on Google, right? Because obviously the more 5-star reviews you have, the better off you'll be. Like if you look at Lewis, I think they're over 100 and maybe one or two or something like that now, but they're over 100 5-star reviews, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they use our tools to get those 5-star reviews. So we have a really cool tool that you're able to go back and put all your past clients, Monica, into our system, and our system will automatically send them like a text message saying, hey, thanks for using my installation. You know, we appreciate your business. Our business is dependent on 5-star reviews. Please go ahead and click the link to leave us a 5-star review now. Right.
And does that pester them?
What's that?
Does that pester them? Like if they don't do it, do they get
pestered? No. It's not going to sit there and just keep blowing them up. No.
Okay.
So we have seen though, like about a 40%, like response on that. So for every 10 people you put in there, you're going to get about 4 people that actually take the time to do it.
Okay.
Which is still pretty high, right?
Yeah.
So I always recommend like putting all your past clients in, and then every new job you do, right, you put that in there too. So the whole goal eventually is to get to 25 5-star reviews and 50, and then obviously one day as many as you possibly can, right? But having 25 to 50 5-star reviews really helps you, right, as a business. Okay, because some of your competitors even, like in, as I was looking on the first page in your area, you know, one has 17, another one has like 56, right? So, you know, obviously we want to make sure that, you know, we put your business in a good light so people are wanting to call you when they see you on Google, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to all of that, right, let's say somebody types in insulation company in your area and they don't call you from Google. Well, anytime that person decides to log on to Facebook, we're going to have a sponsored ad hit them on the Facebook platform, right? Saying, hey, you know, my insulation's running a promo right now, right? Please call, blah, 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 right? And the reason why we do that, it's called a retargeting ad, is we want to get back in front of them, Monica, to motivate them and entice them to want to call you because they didn't call you from Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we bridge Google and Facebook together, right? And the only people that are going to see that ad are people that are actively typing in keywords that relate to your business. So anytime somebody typed in insulation, insulation company, spray foam insulation, right? Installation repair or anything like that that relates, those are the people that are going to see your ad on Facebook as well.
Okay.
Good news is, like, I'm able to waive the activation. Normally, there's like a $100 activation fee. With us, you know, we're so confident in our services. We don't like lock you guys in any long-term contract or anything. We do ask a 3-month commitment, but after that 3 months, it literally goes to a month-to-month relationship with us, right?
Okay.
So we're so confident in like making sure that we're going to keep getting you guys results so you stay with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we won't lock you in any like a long-term commitment or anything else, okay? Our basic package, which includes everything that I went over, right, we'll take care of, like, all those tools. We'll make sure you show up on the first page of Google. And we will run $100 in Facebook retargeting ads every month. And with the package, it's running $299 a month.
And what kind of a area radius are we talking? Is that, like, going to hit one city?
Great question. Yeah. So, good question. So, your husband asked that same exact question. I can see why you guys are married. You know? It's funny. My wife does the same stuff. I'm like, man, I was thinking the exact same question. You beat me to it. But, yes, great question. So, on Google, it's going to be about a 25-mile radius. Okay? I one thing you'll get with me is strict honesty, right? I never sugarcoat. I don't sit here, and I don't need to because our services sell itself. So it's going to be 25-mile radius, okay? So when somebody types in onto Google, right, you're going to show up on the first page on the map section, right? So, like, if you ever typed in – have you ever typed in installation company, like, in your area? Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Okay, so let me just do it again. So insulation company, and I was here in Goshen. So let's take a look here. Okay, so we have a couple companies here, right? Not too many, like Airtight is one. I'm sure you've heard of them, right? And then there's a couple people running like sponsored ads, like more of the contractor side of stuff, okay? But good news is it's like it's not super competitive in your area, but yeah, it's gonna be based upon your business address. So whatever you guys filed on your business entity, so you, obviously it sounds like you guys have an LLC because you have LLC in your domain name. So whatever you put on your LLC, that's what's gonna be as showing as the address, and then it's gonna have a bleed out of about 20 to 25 miles, typically speaking. It can go a little bit further, but it's usually about 25 mile radius from the epicenter. Mm-hmm. So I'm are you guys still at 416 East Washington Street? That's still your guys' address?
No.
Okay, no. You guys changed.
I've tried updating it. I mean, we're still in Goshen, and that's close enough. I don't quite know why I can't get that.
But it's
updated.
Not the right address. And that definitely want to make sure we get the right address. So it's going to be based upon Goshen, right? And then it'll bleed out in a radius. Now, the Facebook ads, we can expand that further than the 25-mile radius. Like, because I know your husband mentioned to me that you guys typically go, like, 50 miles, right? And that's fine. We can expand the Facebook ads to go further out, right, to cover more of that radius for you guys.
Okay, but so, but we can't expand getting on the Google front page.
We can. It's just going to cost more money, right? So my job is to get you guys a good ROI, right? And also look at, you know, does it make sense to spend more money kind of stuff, right? And, you know, based upon my years of experience, number one, you guys pretty much only offer insulation. So it's not like you guys are doing drywall or handyman work or remodeling work, right? You're just doing installation, right?
Right.
And so for my experience, trying to, like, target different areas or spending more money on Google at first wouldn't make the most sense. Now, later down the road, right, when we start getting you guys good traction, you're getting a healthy ROI off of this ad spend, then definitely I would recommend, yeah, we can go in different areas. We can run different campaigns even, you know, but keeping it affordable and a flat rate for you guys, you know, our $299 package is going to get you a great response, all while still trying to keep it as affordable as possible so you're not spending crazy amounts of money either.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are ways that, yes, we can run other campaigns. We can run pay-per-click ads, right, as well. And it sounds like your husband did that a while ago,
you
mentioned. You know, and pay-per-click, I'm kind of hit or miss on that. Like, you know, does it work? It's okay, you know.
Right.
But being there on organic, like, if you guys had another address that you could bring, like, as a secondary location, then that would make it a lot easier, right, for us to, you know, target a different area for you. But then again, that becomes more of an expense, right? So either way, it's just one of those things that, you know, trying to keep it affordable. And, you know, I wish I could bring like a pay-per-lead to the table, but unfortunately Google doesn't do pay-per-leads for just insulation. They do like other verticals, but We wouldn't be able to do like a paper lead or anything. So, but yeah, on Google, it'll be like 25 mile radius. It might go 30. It might, but it's probably going to be around 25 ish around that range. Right. And then the, Facebook ads, so we can really target whatever areas you want. So that'll be very helpful for you, because you guys will get calls, by the way, off the Facebook campaign as well. And your husband really liked that AI robot that he talked to earlier. It was actually scary to him. He was like, wow, it's just like, it was like shocking, because it, you know, it is cool technology. Like I said, we've been testing it for 10 months and put all kinds of money into it, but we can definitely bring that to your business too. We're actually allowing our businesses to test try it right now, Monica, for free even, right? And so it can answer calls for you guys when you guys are like, let's say somebody calls at midnight, you know what I mean? And it'll be there to act as an assistant, right? To help you guys, you know, be successful.
Okay.
I mean, but based on our conversation, can you see how this would benefit your business?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, my only concern is, you know, within 25 miles, that is not like the majority of our work. Mm-hmm.
A particular city that you guys particularly go? Like, is there somewhere that you guys typically sit? Obviously, you guys live in Goshen, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, like, other areas that you guys typically, like, do a lot of your work in?
Well, I mean, it's basically all over within the radius of, let me see here. He probably knows off the top of his head what he say, like.
Like, because I know Elkhart is, like, in Dunlop and, like, all those little areas over there. That's, like, you know.
Yeah, we really go, because we go up to St. Joseph, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So Michigan really gets us a good amount, because they pay a little bit more attention to our values, and our insulation is a higher R value than what Indiana requires.
Yeah.
So
You've
got all of that, like, going for us in Michigan.
How far is Fort Wayne from you guys? That pretty far?
Fort Wayne is just... Let me see.
I can see you guys.
It takes,
there.
Like, an hour to get there.
Yeah. Okay,
so
you probably go...
It's more than 25 miles, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we go down to Fort Wayne, we go up to St. Joseph, Kalamazoo, and we go.
Can it bleed to St. Joseph? Probably. I mean, I can't tell you with 100% certainty, because it's the way Google goes based on an address on this, right?
Uh-huh.
And then we got to optimize you. In other words, we got to sit there and do all the programming. We got to put a ton of manpower to get you to rank and to show up on that first page.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once we get you on that first page, I mean, you're definitely going to show up, you know, but it's going to be based upon your business address, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, everybody uses Google to find businesses. And that's what, you know, the success about it is because, you know, once you're showing up on the first page, it's like, okay, it's like, if they call you, you're getting the job. I mean, it's really that simple, right? It's not like an Angie's lead where they're sharing that lead with four or five other companies, right? You know, Google doesn't sit there and try to advertise those people to call other companies either. So it really is like, you know, it's just get yourself there. And you start benefiting from that, you know. But, yeah, it does have, like, a 20, 25-mile radius, you know, typically speaking. Now, since it is kind of like a not a lot of competition and not a lot of people showing up either, you know, you probably could see even higher of a radius just because – you know, your keyword and the lack of, like, it's not like there's a ton of insulation companies out there, right? Mm-hmm. There are. It's not just like in your area. There's just not a ton. In Elkhart, I see there's other companies in there, right?
Yeah.
But my point I'm making is in Goshen, you know, it's like there's a very few, like, of you guys there. So, but Google bases it upon the address, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when somebody locally is searching for that, you know, it's going to be based upon your business address. So, you know, if you guys wanted to show up more in like a particular area, the only way you would be able to do that organically speaking while keeping it affordable is somehow you would need to figure out how to change your address, right? Where you have a different like address other than the Goshen address. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What a lot of my clients do is they just start off with wherever their address is. They see how this thing goes. They give it a few months, right? And then we kind of take it from there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, if you wanted to change your address, you could always do so. Let's say maybe like put a St. Joseph address in that sense, but you know, you'd have to figure out how to get a St. Joseph address, right? And then you'd have to change your LLC paperwork, right? And then we would have to do this whole vetting thing with Google again to, you know, get that address updated. So it's a lot of legwork to do just to get, mm-hmm. like, a different radius or a different area. But sometimes it's worth it, right? But, you know, you being in Goshen is still going to get you leads. It's still going to get you, like, calls. It's still going to get people looking for you. You know, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to go all the way to Fort Wayne and St. Joseph. Probably not, mm-hmm. but the cool thing is we can use Facebook to help you guys with that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Facebook's the second most visited platform besides Google, right? So obviously yeah. we want to make sure that, you know, you're not only there, but you're dominating there, right? And capturing mm-hmm. that book of business.
Yeah. I didn't know they were the second.
Yep. Facebook is definitely the second most visited. In fact, we've been running Facebook ads for like 15 years now. And it works very, very effectively because, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that, you know, if you do it right and you had the right ad and we're constantly changing it up, you're going to get calls from that because the only people that are seeing that ad are people that are actively looking for your services.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't mass blanket your ads on Facebook to everybody. Okay. Because most people aren't mm-hmm. searching for installation, right?
Right.
So why spend all this money on people not looking for your services? Right. So we want to show the ad targeted to people that are actively looking for it. So that $100 that we spend every month really does go a long way because we're only going to show the ad to people that are actively looking for your services,
mm-hmm.
which helps it can stay targeted. And like I said, making sure that you're getting, you know, a good response off that, Monica, on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm open to it. Do you have something you can send me that kind of has the details of what I can expect and all that to
sure.
kind of look over with Marlo?
Yeah, definitely. Let me go ahead and grab your email address, and then I can go ahead and shoot that over to you.
Okay. It's just the business name again, so it's the one that is myinsulationgoshen@gmail.com. And no periods in
it. myinsulationgoshen@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, because we are looking to get another insulation company out in the area. So we are actively calling. And then obviously your husband called back and he talked to our AI robot. And like I said, that would be something I'd be willing to throw in there for you guys. Because mm-hmm. I have the ability to give that to my businesses, right? And that technology is insane. Wait till you see the power of, like, what it can do. It literally, when we program it, it'll literally be able to talk to people and have full-on sentences, answer questions, like, almost better than a human. That's how scary it is, right?
That's crazy.
And it sounds so natural. Like, your husband, like, thought it almost like it was, like, a real person, right? But the cool thing is that's good for when you can't answer the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if somebody calls late at night or something like that, or on a Sunday when you're, like, off or whatnot, it'll, they'll know, hey, my name is, you know, Jordan, I'm an AI robot, and, you know, I'm here to answer all your questions, book a call with you, blah, 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 right? And it just, like, really will help you guys as a tool on top of, you know, everything else. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I can definitely get you out an email. But we are calling other, like, installation companies, so we are trying to get this filled, right, because we can place somebody on the first page right now. So my question to you is, when do you guys think you'll have a decision on this?
I would say tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a hold on us calling other people, just because the last thing I would want to do is fill it with somebody else, and then you call me or you reach back and then I can't, you know, can't fill it, because it does happen all the time. Can you not? So, all right. So let me go ahead. So it's myinstallationgoshen@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And it's Monica, just M-O-N-I-C-A?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Yep, I'll go ahead and shoot this back, and then why don't you do this? Why don't you just respond back to my email? Just let me know when a good time you guys want to get on a phone call. And then the next steps from there, it's very simple, right? I just take a couple bits of information from you. I would basically say, okay, Monica, we would then need to schedule another call with you, me, and my team. It's about a 45-minute call. We would go through some things, right? And then we would start moving forward with it. So, I mean, it's very, very straightforward with us. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time, Monica. And then I will, be looking out and, hope to hear from you soon. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. No problem. All right. Bye-bye.